You know, on this show, sometimes we talk about knocking back a few cheap beers and other times stepping it up with some good liquor. But there are other times right in between when you don't want hard liquor, but you do want to take it up a notch. And for those days, it's Any Day Rosé. This rosé cider is a masterfully blended recipe of West Coast apples, rosé wine, and Cascade and Citra hops. That's right. And it's got an alcohol content of 6.9% with only 120 calories and 1 gram of sugar for you watching your waist. And it's the real stuff. Most of these other big box brands claiming to be a rosé cider don't even have real rosé in them. Don't ever be fooled again. Right now, visit anydayrosé.com/anchor and use the promo code ANCHOR to get 15% off your order and free shipping. That's anydayrosé.com/anchor, promo code ANCHOR. And please remember, drink responsibly.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, we are, but we're not on live yet, and that's okay.
That's
but
all good.
How's it going? Welcome back, everybody.
To Good Liquor Cheap Beer.
Oh,
damn. Oh. I like that.
Good Liquor Cheap Beer, episode 8.
Damn, episode 8,
of
dude.
Season 5, episode 8.
We made it, dude.
Don't get it twisted, man.
We made it to episode 8. After 1 through 7, it was a long road. Imagine. I want to thank everybody for getting here. But yeah, dude, I can't believe it, man. Fucking 8 episodes in.
That's crazy.
Did you? I want to ask you a question. Did you think we were going to get to this point when we started again?
Yeah, I was pretty fucking confident, actually.
Yeah, I know.
How dare you question?
How did you put that in there?
Don't
that
you
was
question
not on the agenda.
Authority?
Imagine.
Damn. Don't you question
I like
the
that,
authority?
Man. Nah, dude, hey. It's cool to get back on the grind, man.
It is.
Get back on the grind, the podcast grind, and all that.
It is.
You
it's
know
amazing.
What I mean? So I want to thank everybody for listening. And we've actually had a good amount of listeners out there. We checked the numbers on like the Spotify. What was the other platforms that were available on over there?
Spotify. We are on Cracker Barrel.
What was it? Apple Music.
No, it's called like
Probably
Slacker Radio.
Imagine, I like
we
that
are
one.
On Apple Music and iTunes. We are everywhere Ooh. That you can find podcasts. We actually just got notified
like
the other day on email that we're on like 2 new platforms. So
really? Thank
wherever,
you, man.
Yeah.
News to me. I
yeah.
like that.
Wherever
news.
You
Breaking
can podcast
on
that.
The podcast.
Yeah, wherever you can podcast that, honestly, you can hear us. So
yeah, we like know? To say you can pick your poison. Imagine you can
pick
go
your-
to our bio on the Instagram or go to the Facebook. Good Liquor Cheap Beer on both, right?
We like to say pick your poison sauce.
I like that. Mm. The boysenberry sauce, that too.
Boysenberry
whatever
sauce.
You want to do. And Dang. In case you don't know, me and you, imagine.
Hey, that
this
would be a pretty crazy
scenario
vibe.
If,
like,
in
something,
the house,
somebody
imagine.
Was doing like a 187 type shit. It's like, boysenberry blue sauce? It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Hit them till they hit the boysenberry blue sauce. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now.
No, I knew the boysenberry blue sauce, but I was like, I don't know if you know
we
what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We shouldn't talk about that. Brutality. All right.
The producer's telling us, like,
no.
You can do this one. Imagine that's it and you're off the air.
But yeah, man, welcome back. This is Good Liquor Cheap Beer. I am your
now,
host scenario.
Now we're back in this shit.
Yes, I am one of your host scenario.
That's right. And my name is Joel in the motherfucking house. And you guys already heard this is Good Liquor Cheap Beer.
Damn.
If you guys don't know, imagine this is a podcast about sports, hip hop, news, something like that.
Something like
that's
that.
That's what I heard.
Hashtag but sports
right.
hip hop news.
There it is. But I don't know if you might have come in here and been like, I thought like I saw this dude singing before, scenario. And I thought
Who
I saw that dude
that?
Rapping before. But you might have, imagine.
Who
but
that?
This is I don't know. Who is that dude? Imagine
Dang.
His name is Scenario in the motherfucking
dude.
House, and I like that. But what do we do on here?
Man, we talk about
what the hell's the
sports,
point?
Hip hop news. But the reason we call it Good Liquor Cheap
what
Beer
is the point?
Is because even though
now.
I'm going through a little bit of a sober October.
Ah, I like that.
You know, normally
really
we
quick,
are talking.
What's the reason for that?
I just,
like that.
Hey, you know,
trying to cleanse a little bit.
This is not my therapy session today, but I'll just
nah,
say.
I
but
know.
I'll just say, you know, it's
I
just.
I know, I like that.
Every once in a while, I'm not the only one that does this. I know. I've had other friends that
do
stuff
like
this. But just every once in a while, you just have to like remove things from your life. That
things.
I don't know. It could be things or like whatever habits, habits, things,
More.
Whatever. At like just things that you maybe are taking for granted or doing too much of, or
yeah.
like it's just become like
indulging,
a habit.
Indulging a little too
yeah,
much.
Yeah. So then
yeah,
it's just like.
You.
I just want to refresh. So
yeah.
I wanted to do 30 days of no drinking.
Nice.
And I've
is
been successful.
Working?
What day is it today? 15th.
Yeah.
I've been successful 12 out of those 15 days.
Hey,
so,
there
you know,
go.
not
Good
too
job.
Bad. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
But,
I like that.
But, you know, I'll be back. But it's okay.
I'll be back.
But anyway, back they to the whole point of why back. We call it good liquor, cheap beer. So good liquor, cheap beer. Why? Good liquor, cheap
That's
beer.
That's right.
It's like the antithesis, one of the other. It's like, what?
You can
it's
hang
a
out
thesis.
And I chill am, out.
I have no interest in this subject.
I've completely lost interest in everything.
But good liquor. What's good liquor? What's the definition of good liquor
well,
for you?
I mean, well, good liquor is some good stuff. Imagine yeah. good liquor, cheap beer. I mean, what it really means to everybody is just chilling. To me, what it means is just like chilling out, hanging out, not thinking you're too good to have like a cheap beer sometimes, right. but obviously having taste.
Yeah.
Having some good taste. Yeah, and like bottom it. Line is like good conversation, and we needed a name. Imagine
ladies,
we needed
a name. Ladies and gentlemen, we have.
We needed a name.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a mission statement. Did
there
you hear
it
that?
Is.
Did you hear that? He's like, we ain't our too good to have
no,
a
no,
cheap
no.
beer.
I thought you were going to say
we
our
like,
mission
what did you
statement
say?
Was,
but we have taste.
We needed a name.
Hey, we're making t-shirts with that GLCB.
Dude, I like
beer,
that.
And then in the back it just quotes
we needed
need
a name.
Name $20
dude I
coming
like
soon.
That imagine I really like I thought I you were know. Taking off the headphones. You're like we accomplished what Book we it. Tried to accomplish today. I like
all
that
sales.
Dude
but hey speaking of sales I heard
nobody
I,
take that idea by the way
damn no it's already on record. Speaking of sales
oh,
I don't know.
What a transition.
How we doing right now? So
speaking of
you
sales,
had, you had,
I like
you
that.
Have a music video out.
Oh,
and,
I do.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about, we're called, talk about another sale, but I like that. But no.
You have a music
pass,
video
that's
out.
That's right.
They it's called
Day Pass. Out there. Thank you very much.
It's
I
almost time
that.
For Dia de los Muertos.
That is true. You know, there's you a know? Little promotion going on. Yeah. I appreciate all the love that everybody's been showing me.
True that.
I really appreciate that.
True
and
that.
I think you have a video out too as well, don't
Damn.
You?
Damn. You can
what
go check it
called?
Out. It's thescenario.com. But the video.
There it is.
The video is called Subway. It's for a song.
There it is.
I did with a
There's
amazing
flavor.
Dope hip hop producer named Soul Chef
there,
out of New Zealand. It's an international record.
What up, Soul Chef?
What up, Soul Chef? It's an international record
yeah.
that was actually in the vault for
Great
many
song,
years.
By the way.
Thank you.
A pleasure mastering
who,
it.
Yes.
I appreciate
who
it.
Who was mastered by my colleague over here, Joel.
Dude, it's an interesting story to that the yeah. mastering of that track too, by the way, but I won't go into that.
Well,
imagine
why not?
People are like, why don't you talk about
why not?
It? All right, you know what? I'll go into it a little bit. If you guys don't know, I actually master as well. I am an audio
Mastering
engineer
records,
as well.
Right.
You know, when it comes to this business and this industry, you kind of wear a lot of hats, and that's its own. You know what? We should do a whole podcast on kind of like our take on the industry,
right?
Because I have a lot of people ask me questions about it. You know,
industry.
Our experience
Imagine,
and whatnot, and pretty much about how much it sucks. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah. So I mastered. I had the pleasure of mastering Chris's record. Mastered a couple different records for a couple different artists and labels around the world. And the thing about Chris's record that was interesting. Is when they finally when
the
you and Soul
Chris,
Chef
imagine,
no
kidding.
No it was cool is when you guys finally decided to release the record you guys didn't have the actual session anymore remember
yeah
you didn't have the actual session so what you had was a bounce track which wasn't even a wave
well,
it was an MP3
I,
right
I truth be told I do have the session
oh do
it
you?
Was just we had a deadline.
Okay.
And because we had
imagine
already announced,
truth comes out. Imagine,
yeah, no,
I'm just kidding.
No, it's because I had made the decision to work with a very talented director, cinematographer named R.A. Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, man. So it was a really dope opportunity to be able to work with them. And we made a video for this. And so he was like, dude, I need a final version. And so it like... When I was listening to the original session, it was like, I would rather re-record this because it's like 7 years old,
yeah.
you know, but then I decided, well, whatever, let's just like see what happens.
Really
and then
quick,
you worked your
of,
magic
for,
with
yeah,
it, man.
For those of you who are like tuning in right now, just coming in, we're talking about the song Subway by Scenario and Soul Chef. And this is the song that he has a music video out for right now. What was the website again?
It's thescenario.com.
Okay.
And so, yeah, man. So, yeah, thanks. You guys could all see that. Check it out on YouTube, and we'll keep it going.
Pretty much, I had an MP3 to master. And if you guys know about audio engineering and whatnot, oh, I love all the problems going in our headphones right now. Just totally throw There it is. And there we go. Imagine. But anyways, I had to master an MP3. And that could be a problem, but this not more of a problem than no audio in the headphones, though. That's like my favorite.
True that.
Oh, dude, sucks.
Awesome. There it is. There's the flavor.
There's the burger flavor. But anyway, we'll do this acapella, and it is what it is. So we're gonna keep it moving. And I think we got
dude, you know what I love is that, like, I want to keep that in the actual podcast.
Yeah, and it is gonna
I'm
be
not gonna edit it out, because yeah. I remember people were asking me last time, they're all like, dude, how fast do you guys get that in there? That one's mine. Yeah, that one's mine. So that's what was happening. People are always asking us, like, how fast do you get that up there? And it's like, dude, I don't edit it at all. We clean it up while we're doing it.
I've been asked that as well. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, they were like, dude, that's so crazy that you have a podcast. Like,
And problems happen like this. Because yeah. If you guys are watching, you guys are like, what the hell? Everything, like, all this, like, happened. This is live, yo. It's yeah. live. This is what happens
when you do for the fucking live TV.
It's live.
In my world, I'm on TV. And you know what was not... In my world,
it's funny too, because, like, it ain't no big deal to us. Chris was just telling me about being live on stage, and, like, the music just went out like this weekend. So it's we've dealt with stuff live in person when people are in front of our faces, like standing right in front of us, like, entertain me. Music's off.
And but it's you like, gotta dude, roll with the yeah, punches.
You gotta roll with it. I mean, when you've been doing it a little bit, it's like, it ain't no big deal. But yeah, so what I was saying before, when I was getting interrupted, like, with the audio and so the headphones. Mastering. Yeah, so I had to master MP3, which was crazy because I didn't have a wave. So what I had to do was actually go in there and clean up, like, the frequencies that were all fucked up on the track. Yeah. And if you listen to, but dude, the track was so good. That I was like, I just want to bring out, like, I want to cut it out. It was kind of like, right. Yeah, it was kind of like doing, like, you know how, like, back when they would bring up fossils, when they would, like, dig up the fossils and they have, like, the brushes.
Yeah.
And then, like, clean it off. That's how I felt like I was doing it to that track. Yeah. I was just taking out the stuff that wasn't supposed to be there and making it shine and leaving it like that.
Right.
And it's, like, really dope, man. So, long story short, I did something similar to mine, too. They passed. So, whoisjoel.com? Imagine whoisjoel.com. And what was the website
it's
and all that?
Scenario.com.
There it is.
So, how do you spell scenario?
Appreciate
normally
that.
Two words, C-double-E space N-A-R-I-O. However, on the website, you know, spaces just don't work on the internet, so
yeah.
It's the theceenario.com.
There was some sports going on this weekend.
Yeah, man,
we took a break last week. If you haven't caught up, go back and listen to the other episodes. Imagine, there it is.
You can go on our Instagram at Good Liquor Cheap Beer, click on the bio. You'll hear always the most up-to-date most up-to-date episode.
Dude,
and then it's just gonna go backwards.
Thought about it again, you're like, in my head I'm on TV.
Ding 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 ding. Hell yeah.
Oh, so great.
So sweet. But dude, over the last 2 weeks we've had October. So what does October always mean? October means postseason.
That's baseball.
Postseason. The MLB postseason is here.
Like that one.
Hell yeah. And of course, one of the reasons I'm pretty aggressive
right
now.
A trade went down
today.
I got trade talks going for fantasy basketball. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Dang.
Oh, you're talking about the Dodgers,
yeah,
huh?
Man. The motherfucking Dodgers didn't have me in a good mood today.
So what's the series at now? Dodgers, Brewers?
It's 2-1 Brewers. And today is October 15th, so it was game three.
Must-win situation tomorrow.
It was already a must-win in my head, because it's like you don't have a
today
home
was,
field advantage.
Today,
yeah.
That was a must-win?
I mean, not a must-win, but it's like you better damn win it. Imagine.
Today?
Yeah.
And they lost. And that's it. Now back up against the wall.
Yeah, well, we just
gotta
lost.
Do it.
We had gotten the home field advantage by winning on their field, and then they just took it back. So, so that's not cool, but... Whatever, you know, the Brewers are
terrible.
A great club. I'm glad, like, you know, the first game was fucking ridiculous. We were just getting slaughtered and spanked, just straight up spanked. But we got deep enough in their bullpen, and then finally our bats woke up a little bit. We didn't win. We lost by, I think, 1 run or 2 runs at the end. I think it was like 6-4, 6-5.
I think it was a 2-run game.
And you know, we had a lot of momentum going into game two, which they started game two pretty, like, lackadaisically, and bats weren't working again. I think they started down 1-0, then maybe down 2-0. But they started down.
You've been watching the games, like, super intently, huh?
I've been trying.
That's great.
Actually, I've been
trying
to take naps.
Lucky you, get the channel. Imagine.
I don't even have a TV.
God.
I'm watching this shit on
you. Don't even got no TV.
I ain't got no TV no more.
Imagine.
Well,
like,
I have a computer,
games.
So thank God I have a computer and internet
right.
And a cable subscription that I can log into.
The answer for everything.
Yes.
Imagine.
Yeah. But
so friction and tension. I like to watch that.
There is no woe is me after all. But yeah, man. So then game two.
That's cool, man.
I actually knocked out for a little bit, woke up, and they were
woke up,
and I was like, that's it, I have to go to sleep. So today I get home, I have about an hour before I gotta get here for our podcast. And I decided to take a 20 minute nap. And I took a 20 minute nap, hoping and believing that first
of all
I needed
happened.
it, and secondly, we're already down 2-0. By the time I wake up, we'll be 3-2.
Yeah.
Us. And so I woke up and it was 4-0. And then all of a sudden, I was trying to get wrong ready way. For the podcast. Ninth inning, top of the ninth. It is 4-0 still. They're about to go to the bottom of the ninth. I was getting ready to get over here. I'm like, you know what? I just got to get over here. I listen to it on the radio. Getting ready. I decided to watch The Shop, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
We'll get into the interview. The Shop stuff later.
But yeah, I just had enough time. And then I'm saying like goodbye to everyone. And then my family, they have the TV. And goodbye, everybody. They have a TV. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys still watching? Like, why are you watching the TV still? And I hear like a crowd. And I watch and the fucking bases are loaded. Ryan Dozier is...
Heartbreak situation.
...is at the motherfucking home plate, and it's 0-2. Like, it's two strikes. So, you know, he's just there. He's fighting him off. And damn it.
Sheesh.
That motherfucker, what's his name? Russell's, I believe his name was. Russell is horrible,
because I know what happens. It was like the setup is just, like, dude, sad.
Caught looking, but I honestly, he painted the motherfucking outside of that that
box. Dodgers are now down.
So we're down
2-1. Back up against the wall.
2-1.
You know what sucks, dude, is that, like, the playoffs, I used to really, really be able to watch, like, before, because now, what channel is it on now? Like,
Well, right now, this one's on Fox Sports 1, actually. No, you should be able to watch it.
This one I can watch.
Yeah.
But, actually, not every single one of them. There was one of them that I wasn't able to watch.
I think it was on MLB Network.
That's right. Yeah. And it's a bummer, because what's happened because of the fact that now that you can't watch it unless you have those channels, is that it's kind of distanced me, like, a little bit. If I feel distanced from the team a little bit. Yeah. And it sucks. Not in, like, my fandom and, like, all that and, like, oh, who I rep and all that. No, fuck all that shit. It's more just like, dude, like, you feel like you can't follow them as much. You know, and that happens a lot with the Lakers, too, which is a super bummer, because it's like, as much as I'm super diehard Dodger fan, it's like my fandom for the Lakers is probably just a little higher just because I've been watching so intensely forever for myself. So it's like, it sucks that I just, like, I feel that, dude. Like,
do you remember
I feel
when
that
we were
distance.
Young and we would only get the away games?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Remember that.
But wasn't you talking about Channel 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like KCAL, but it's like, dude, but we still at least got the away games, right? And we get them for free.
But that's crazy that we've gotten so spoiled now, being able to watch every single game.
Every game.
Being deprived of games. Yeah. And I think back when I was really little, the baseball games, it was only special ones.
I would love if we at least would get the away games, but it's like now we can't even get any games. Yeah. That's the bummer.
Well, that's big money corporate. Cable,
I mean, like, good
politics.
On them, right? Like, because it has forced
good
people.
Good on your mama.
Like, people,
not yours, obviously.
Imagine the person takes it off personally. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Dude,
I beg your pardon.
That shit just reminded me of high school. I used to go to, do you remember Armando? We had a friend named Armando, a big tall dude.
Yeah, I remember that,
Latino.
Dude.
Dude, this poor Armando, he... fuck, what did he used to say? We used to just say stupid ass shit to each other. Like, just, you know, you're a kid, right? And so I used to be like, dude.
Dad.
You're...
Dad. I was like, Dad.
Dude, your mom. And he's like, what?
Your mom?
And I'm like, dude.
Like, fake you
I
out?
Didn't say your mom. Your mom. And it's like, just
like
the
that.
Stupidest shit. You
That's
know
a
what
good
I'm
one.
Saying? People are like, wah, wah, wah.
Taking
joke.
That shit.
Terrible
Imagine
joke.
I'll take that shit and
take
roll with
fat
it.
Shit.
Put some swagoo on that hey. Shit. Tastes delicious.
Hey, man. So what about... Ooh-wee. Hey, with the ALCS,
you like that, huh?
Back to some baseball.
All right.
Magic. All right. What the hell is this? Got to go to work. But the Houston That's Astros great. And the Boston Red
so
Sox
are. So what is going to happen, dude?
They're all knotted up at
They're
one.
They're going to win tomorrow, obviously. Dude.
The Dodgers better
Dodgers,
have
to
win tomorrow. Hell yeah.
Like, there's no other way. Imagine there's no other way.
You know,
it's like, dude. At
you
that
know,
point, donezo.
You know, the fucking Brewers haven't lost until
you come back 3-1
from Saturday.
Well, you right, can, right. But it's like you.
When we
so
when
rare.
The Dodgers went on Saturday against the Brewers, that was their first loss since I believe they said September 22nd.
Oh my
like
gosh.
they've been hot. Like we talk about, we were hot at the end of the season.
I
they've
was saying
been
that shit
hot.
Too. Like it's other teams in the fucking playoffs,
so,
man.
So dude, it just who's gonna run out of steam first? And it sucks. It looks like not that we're. Yeah, it looks like we have no steam. Like I don't know. So we got to see what's going on tomorrow. That? I wonder who's even pitching. I wonder if they got Kershaw or like who's probable, because Kersh did game one. He got fucked by our terrible defense, dude. Terrible. Yasmani is probably like he's been probably under a blanket Mani, like the last 3 days Grandal. Because he fucked up really bad. Like, did you see what happened?
No, I didn't.
He had two pass balls, two errors at no the plate. No
shit, first base. Fucking,
yes.
Oh dude, my gosh.
There was like
were they costly errors?
Yes, that ended, super costly errors. Like they scored on these errors.
Well, who's scoring the, what's the they don't have anybody else to put in his place, though. Like, who can they put in first? They did
the second day, because the second day I didn't see who started, but he came in as a pinch hitter later on. So he didn't start game two.
They could put, like, but Yasmani did just Twitter.
The internet was letting him fucking have it last night, man. Or not last night, Saturday.
Yeah.
But that sucks. Dude, so I don't know. And then in the outfield, I forgot who the fuck. Was it Chris Taylor or somebody? Like, just bobbled the ball that should have been like an error, like another out. We had four fucking errors.
Dude, so if that's errors. The case, then like tomorrow they just got to play like just clean. Just clean, like, sorry, baseball.
That was game one. What am I talking about? That was Friday.
Just clean Friday baseball, dude. Yes. Just go out there like no. Just
and poor Kershaw.
Fucking the shortest outing of his
postseason career.
Dude, these guys are really pissed off.
I'm very pissed off.
Seriously. Yeah.
So anyway.
So as the Dodger, like, as the baseball season is like coming to not an end already, but it's the playoffs. It's gonna be ending pretty soon.
Postseason, get it right.
Yeah, but it's like, well, I'm just saying, it's like it's gonna be ending soon, but it's not the end. Like, it's not the end yet. I mean, we hope that our team, imagine the Dodgers keep going, but regardless, there's a little bit more. But another beginning of a season is about to start too.
Ooh.
And the Lakers have now concluded. Well, I think they have one more preseason game. Who? Is it the Los Angeles LeBron Lakers? Imagine it's like
they got renamed the Los Angeles LeBron Lakers.
This is uncensored. Get with it.
I knew it was the same. I knew I recognized that voice.
You knew it was coming. Oh, imagine you knew.
The
only
thing
we
haven't done is fart.
You mean no? Whoa. I've never done that.
The only thing we haven't done is burp. Sorry.
The only thing we've done.
Thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, we don't fart.
Yeah,
it
crossed my mind, man. But the producer told me that was off limits. Is that now off, like, on the table?
Yes. Now the only thing off the table is shitting.
True uncensored. He's like, wait a minute, I thought it was true
these
uncensored.
These guys are fucking horrible.
These guys, bottom of the barrel. That's what it is. It's like,
these guys are equivalent to the bar juice, the mat juice on the bottom of the night.
211 juice.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Juice, the ties. Like, dude, they're like some of the 211
juice,
owners at home.
Motherfucker.
The 211 owners at home, like, tear. Sad that we're talking about is.
Oh my god!
He's like, I'm not sad. All publicity is good publicity.
Damn, all publicity is great publicity. Oh
man!
But dude, what happened with LeBron?
Well, about the what happened, dude?
I don't know. What were you gonna talk about? I was gonna say the motherfucking post. The preseason games have been awesome.
Dude, they've been great, man. Ooh. Honestly, dude, I'll give you my take. Imagine. I'll give you my dude. I was all scared. Like, ooh, I was like, wait, what? Say, like, dude, the Lakers to me have been looking pretty damn solid, dude. Imagine, pretty damn solid.
I heard.
You know, I kind of like the way they're looking. You can guarantee it, imagine. Like,
you can guarantee it.
Honestly, dude, they're playing pretty fluid. I like what I've seen is that we look deep.
I like what I like,
dude. Don't the Lakers look deep right now?
Yeah.
No, doesn't the roster look pretty deep? Super deep.
No, well, they do look deep, dude. I love it.
That's what it ends up. Metaphorically speaking to other teams, and just say that's what you want to metaphorically do to other teams.
I don't know.
Imagine if that's the metaphor you presented. Then I guess that's where it goes. No,
seriously, real shit. Pause. They're pretty fucking deep. Like, because,
they are.
Dude.
We are, dude. It's great.
We thought about it. It was going to be such a problem. I mean, the season hasn't started yet. I understand.
Lay out the problem that people thought it was going to be. What was the problem?
Not enough, like, balls. Too many ball handballs.
Yeah.
Not enough balls. Too many ball handlers.
And then just the structure of the team itself. People
are
like,
the meme team that they're all like, well, fucking dude, weird personalities.
Like, it's like, well, first off, they also say that they don't really have much talent, like, aside from LeBron, right? I always hear, I've been hearing that it's like super top heavy, like, talent. And it's like, I don't know.
B.I. is motherfucking going to have a breakout
Brandon
season.
Brandon Ingram's looking good. Ooh. Kyle Kuzma's going to play good.
He got some meat on them bones.
Dude, it's because the guys that are coming off the bench look fucking great. Duh. It's like you have Josh Hart coming off the bench and you have Kuzma coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Like, that already is insane.
And
dude.
Maybe Zoe.
And maybe Zoe. Well, actually, no. I think Zoe's going to start.
Yeah, he'll probably will start. Him and LeBron look great together.
I think that...
So does Rondo.
I think that the... Well, who's going to start it too? Is it KCP? Yeah, right?
I mean, is it because Hart's injured?
No,
because he's not senior.
Hart's going to come off the bench. Yeah. Hart's going to be coming off KCP's the bench. Seniority. So we got Rondo at the one. You got KCP at the two.
Uh-huh.
You got, who's at the three? B.I., right?
Yeah, B.I. should
LeBron,
be at the three. LeBron
and
at the four.
And they got McGee at the five. Okay, cool. Yeah, dude, that's why the firepower coming off the bench with Kuzma and Ingram. With Kuzma and Hart. Dude, that is solid. And then, dude, Rondo's going to be coming off the bench with him.
Right.
Dude,
Rondo's
that's ridiculous.
Gonna probably come in like
Rondo coming off the bench. Was Rondo playing off the bench over there in New Orleans? No, right? He was playing two. He was playing two, and then sometimes coming off the bench.
Damn, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he was coming off the bench. Because the game that I went to a Pelicans game. That shit was really dope,
nice,
actually. Yeah, I was in like row number four, and that fucking
the fuck
stadium,
you doing going to
match? I was in New Orleans.
That's cool.
Nah, but I was in New Orleans.
Oh, you were really in New Orleans?
Yeah, I went to New Orleans.
Is that when you went to WrestleMania, or you were there when WrestleMania?
Yeah, I just happened to be there during the WrestleMania.
That's a crazy story.
That's fucking sick. Like, you can go to my Instagram, which is at Scenario, CEENARIO. Check out, I got to yell to one of my favorite wrestlers. I got to yell to one of my favorite wrestlers, a dope
characters.
I used to pretend sometimes like I was Mankind, usually, right? Usually it was Mick Foley. But every once in a while, I had also another ulterior, like, identity. Imagine, I was like Bubba Ray Dudley. I loved him.
were both. You were two people.
I was two people.
First off, sometimes I thought I was Mick Foley. I thought I was one of the Dudley brothers.
Nah, dude, but
my
second
favorite.
Dude, he was like 40 feet away, and I saw D-Von, and I was like, oh shit.
Yo, that's really cool.
Dude, my girl saw me. Like, we had met like these two girls that were like from somewhere. We were just like talking to them, and me and my girl were just sitting there at the table. We see freaking like Jim Ross over here to our right, just having beers and shit. Like,
no shit.
Like,
that's
dude,
cool.
Like, all these people, like,
eating some barbecue sauce.
What's that? Sasha Banks and freaking.
For real?
Like, all these, dude, all the fucking divas
cool,
were
dude.
There. We took, I took a video with Paige.
That's really cool, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so, no, we were there.
Personal stories.
Yeah. No, it's dope for the wrestling. Fans out there, that was really dope. You can see it on Instagram.
It was just such a funny coincidence that you were there.
And Shinsuke Nakamura! You were like, that shit was super dope.
You were just there for vacation, right?
I was just there for vacation.
And
just
it's,
to check
dude,
out,
it was hilarious. He sent me a picture with like or a video with Big Show, and I was like,
oh, he was
dude,
the first
WrestleMania
one.
Is there right now. I was like, did you go for that? You're like, no, yep. I didn't even know. Imagine, like, dude, I didn't even know.
It was not planned.
That's just pretty cool.
But anyway, super rad. When I saw that game, Rondo was coming off the bench. Because I think they had Etuan Moore or something like that coming out the two. And who was the one?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
else Rondo
was
coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Dang, playing so good with them too. Dude,
yeah,
he's like
playoff
good,
Rondo.
Man.
That's where he had a resurgence. Because throughout the year, he was just doing his thing, you know, contributing.
Yeah.
But it was during the playoffs, bro. And then I would watch him. And that day too, at that game, he was dropping threes. And I was like, the fuck? Rondo has a three-pointer now?
Dude,
he has a jumper.
He's refined his game a little bit. Yeah. The jumper's not like super consistent yet. But he definitely still, they go in now. Like before, they didn't really go in
before
that much.
Before, it was like, just look ridiculous. It's
don't shoot.
Like, please don't shoot.
Now I'm actually pretty confident. Well, I'm not confident, like, for sure, like, end of game, like, he's the one that's going to hit the three. But if he gets the ball in
he can
like,
be clutch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, in rhythm, and he's wide open.
He's a champ.
He can
dude.
Hit it. And the clutch situation actually works to his advantage because of the type of player he has with veteran experience. So, no, that's really cool. I would totally trust him taking the final shot. See, and that's what I was talking about. I was talking about to a couple different people that we have right now, what we have on the team is what LeBron wanted. He wanted to have more ball handlers.
Yeah.
And he has Rondo
so he
on
can
the
chill.
Team. So he could relax a little bit. He don't want to move the ball up anymore like that.
Yeah.
Like, that part of his life, like, he obviously can do it. It's not over that part of his life, but he doesn't want to do that.
That's
it's like just like he doesn't want to guard the fucking best player on the other
That's
team.
That's why
either.
He's grooming B.I., dude. And
oh
so.
My gosh.
He's
dude.
Grooming them. That's so
oh,
dope.
Totally, dude.
I love
and
it.
Then Kuzma, too. We totally forgot Hart. That is the guy that's going to probably be the defense. Imagine that's going to be the defensive dude, man. Like,
I don't know, man. Just
because
he's so tight.
The other one?
B.I., bro.
You think Brandon Ingram's going to be like more defensive than Josh Hart?
I mean, could I don't know be. About more, but like, maybe, yeah, because he's, dude, be. He's just so long. He's
so long.
He's so long, and he can really cover, like, all positions. Totally. That's fucking crazy. He can,
yeah. Like, he's the Laker that's actually looked the best to me, yeah, like, right now, other than, like, LeBron. Rondo looked really good, but Brandon Ingram looked really good, and they're looking for him. Everybody that's moving the ball.
Rondo's looking for him.
Yeah, dude, everybody. Like, Lonzo's looking for
him. Lonzo looks for him. Everybody that's looks for him.
LeBron's looking for him. KCP looks for him. It's like, whoever's moving the ball when they're coming down court,
Lance will skip to Melu and shoot the ball.
They're looking for Brandon Ingram, and it's for a reason. Yeah. They obviously know that that guy can put the ball in the
hoop.
He's
special.
He definitely is special. He made a big jump last year, and I think he's going to make an even bigger jump this year.
He's prime for a huge jump. I'm pretty
pissed off I did not get him in the NBA draft for the fantasy
league. By the way, low-key,
I am kind of bummed.
Low-key, now that, and I can say it, he was my keeper. Like, he was who I wanted to be my keeper. Because he actually was going to be somebody else.
Really?
He's who I wanted to be my keeper, but actually, no, he's at the same ranking, so then I decided to not. But there was somebody. They had somebody else. I forgot who I had somebody else. But I thought about making him my keeper.
We actually had a fantasy basketball draft this weekend. Pretty dope.
I really thought I would get him this year.
You thought you would get him? Yeah. You thought you were just going to like see him and draft him?
Yeah.
And somebody else got him when he came in the queue?
I was planning on paying like a one-round premium. Like, dang. You know what I'm saying? Just because I really wanted him. Because I believe he's going to have a breakout
year. Did you forget?
Kind of. Draft? And then I just had a better pick. Like
At the time.
So it is what it is.
You got to go with the better player sometime.
But I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see B.I. have a jump. Or again.
Yeah, he is. He's probably is going to have another jump, and that's going to be good. Dude, it's funny. I saw LeBron on, when you brought it up earlier, and now that we're talking about LeBron, that show that he has. Is it called The Cut?
I was going to say, no, The Shop.
The Shop. That's what it's called.
On HBO.
Yeah, dude, he had Drake on the show this weekend, didn't he? And you said that you caught a little bit of the interview.
So I saw the whole interview. I didn't catch the whole episode, so I still need to watch the episode of The Shop, so the whole hour or whatever it is, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I saw the 14-minute interview with Drake.
I'm gonna tell you, dude. I didn't when I watched it. I liked it. Obviously, entertaining.
Yeah.
I liked the other show. The thing is, this is the second episode, right?
Yeah.
Of that program. Excuse me. And I was kind of surprised that Drake was talking about Kanye the whole time.
During his interview.
So, I didn't know that that's what it was going to be about.
His interview.
Not that I like hated it or anything. I actually found all that information super interesting and entertaining, but. That's not what I thought it was going to be.
Well, who knows if that's what it was about? Because it didn't necessarily start there.
No, it didn't. You're right. But they kind of focused. Oh, you know what? I think we do have some time.
Yeah, we do have some back. Time.
We actually had some technical difficulties, we have some time.
Yeah.
Imagine we do have time.
In the meantime.
Actually, you know what? Let's talk about... in the meantime, what? What did you want to? What did you want to bring?
I
want to
talk about hip-hop.
The Carter Four. Imagine I want to bring up the Carter Four or the Carter
Five. Let's talk about.
They were all like, "Wait a minute! Do you want to talk about the Carter Four or the Carter Five?
Are we talking about Carter Four?
It's the Carter Five. It's the Carter Five.
It's the Booger Flavor.
It is the Booger Flavor. Yeah, the Carter Five. I actually listened to it this time.
Good shit.
Yeah,
I like
it. For those of you that did not listen to the Carter Five, imagine Lil Wayne came back.
Dude.
He released an album. I did not know he released an album until last week, or was it two weeks ago?
Yeah.
That you told me, dude, Lil Wayne released a new album. And I was like, what? You're like, the Carter 5 is out. And I was like, dude, I got to listen to that. And I got to tell you, I was pleasantly surprised. And I guess before I go into it, did you listen to the whole thing? Did you listen to one track, two tracks? Did you listen to the whole thing?
So I listened to it in phases. So I had just, dude, honestly,
phases.
Let's check it out. If I'm being real about it, maybe indirectly, Carter 5 is the reason I purchased Spotify.
Carter 5 is the reason I got up, if I'm telling you the
Carter,
truth.
Carter 5 is the reason I purchased Spotify. I was just damn tired of doing Shuffle, and I was
really?
Like, no,
cool.
I want to hear this. I was really, really excited. It wasn't all the hype. I really wasn't following the hype about it.
Yeah.
It had kind of been like, not like the Chronic level, but like almost like that, like, we'll see when we ever fucking hear the Carter 5. Like, we'll see when that happens.
Yeah.
All the legal fucking drama between him.
Dad,
and
I couldn't believe
and
it came out too.
And the fact that like all of a sudden it was just rolling. Carter 5's coming out. Carter 5. I was just like, too good to be true. We'll see.
Wait,
and
you saw ads
dropped.
For it?
Yeah.
I
don't know about ads, but I heard people talking about it and like maybe like some press releases or whatever. But
okay.
But yeah. So then, so it came out, and I was like, fuck! I just heard. I think I heard the Swiss Beat remake of Special Delivery, the one that everyone's doing the challenge for.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh,
delivery.
What the fuck? Special Delivery.
Wait, what's the
I
challenge?
Want that.
No, that's not. Is that it?
No. It's number 3, I think.
Let's see. Oh no, this is my shit though, right here. This is my shit though. This isn't that one.
Oh yeah.
Yo, this is. When I heard this one, I was like, oh damn.
Whose voice is that, Slim Thug?
He is back. I don't know.
Thugga.
We gotta play right here. Tattoos,
so
who got it? New boo, new
subject, new paper, new class, new school, new buddies, new haters.
Okay, only
yeah,
below,
man.
Below 30 seconds.
But yeah, dude.
So we don't get.
And that's not even. So anyway, I forgot what I heard, but I was like, all right, I need to buy Spotify. So I bought Spotify. If I can start listening to it. And what I'm saying by listening in phases is, you know, I just don't have fucking time to sit there and listen to an album. Sorry. So I heard maybe the first 3-4 songs. And then the special delivery one caught my fucking. I was like, ooh. Hey, hey, hey. They had the whole streets
that
popping.
One, yeah.
Everybody doing the motherfucking Harlem Shake again. Yeah. I loved it. I participated
Wait, so people
on
were
my
releasing
Snapchat.
Videos with like the Harlem Shake?
Yeah, but they're calling it the, what is the name song?
The Uproar?
Yeah, the Uproar Challenge. So if you do hashtag Uproar Challenge, like there's all these people doing like the dance and shit. That
dope.
Shit is dope. Especially our New Yorkers and shit.
Hey, that shit so, is dope.
So yeah, man. So then I listened up to, and then what's song 4? That's another, oh, the Travis Scott song. Yeah, that shit is fire. Hey. Hey. So that's
word,
it.
Word to my guy. Yeah.
It's lit.
Okay.
Hey, but yeah. So after those four, well, the first one's an intro, I think. But after those, like the first three songs, then I had to like I don't know, go to work or whatever. And I was just like, hell yeah! And I wanted to hear them over. So then I didn't even continue yet. I kept hearing the song three and four over, and then oh yeah, the Kendrick one. Dude, this isn't even one of my top ones, and it's so dope.
Yeah,
what's the name of that one?
Mona Lisa.
Oh yeah, Mona Lisa.
That one was actually number one on Spotify when the album came out, like all of Spotify.
It's a great
like, worldwide.
That shit's a straight up like fucking but, Rick the Ruler type story.
I'm
like,
with
it's
you
a whole
though.
Story.
I'm with you though. That's not one of my favorite tracks.
Yeah, it's really dope.
And
if
that's
you listen to
surprised,
it, it's like watching
that it was
a play.
Number one.
They're like fucking acting out a play and shit. But dude, first week. The Carter Five, what's it called? According to Billboard, 408. Oh, we're gonna start this shit off right, off right. Hey, hey. We gonna start this shit off right, off right. In the house tonight,
we gonna start this shit off right.
Hey,
we got some badass
bitches
up.
In the house tonight.
We got some badass bitches. Badass bitches in the house tonight.
Oh yeah,
damn man.
Okay, less than 30 seconds, dude. We don't want to get sued. Imagine it's like, oh, you're gonna get sued. You're gonna get sued.
You
don't worry
get
about
it. But dude, yeah. So that song is a classic. Bringing back Ashanti back to
Ashanti's
life.
Ashanti's on that
killing
track.
Killing it.
Dude, and Mac Maine. That dude, he was
Mac
the one
Maine
on the
does
hook.
That. That's
he was
the
on
one.
The hook,
yeah. He's killing it.
He killed that dude.
Mac Maine.
That was cool.
No
man.
Longer gonna
that.
Make fun of you.
But Ashanti, huh?
Whoo.
Let's see if we can. Yeah, we got it. I gotta get to that.
Like just some shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ashanti.
Hey.
Giving you that like Murder Inc. style.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's like throwback to like the
super
early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
It's great, man.
I love it.
Yeah,
even those
really
keys.
Cool.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, so yeah, man, I really loved it. Then I started going on. My favorite one is like, what is it called? Like closed bank or closed safe deposit box, some shit like that.
Let's see.
Yeah. That one's like my favorite song now out of there. That shit is fucking turned. And I didn't even hear that till after a week it came out because I was listening to it in phases. So I already liked that one. Then I heard the Snoop Dogg one where they sample what's it called? The Snoop Dogg one.
Oh yes, DJ Mustard one.
Yeah,
dude, he's got some tracks on here because he's got the Snoop one where he samples the Dre beat, well, which was a sample before too. Yeah. But oh, dude, it's great. I mean, I really enjoyed the album. Yeah. I thought I was really impressed. What
rank in the Carter series would you give it?
Oh, it's actually, dude, I'd put it pretty high, man.
Yeah.
Tight. Well, where would you put who? What Carter would you put at one?
Maybe three.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that was like the probably
three and
the, that was like his breakout, like breakout as a superstar.
Damn good, man.
Yeah, I don't know,
but
man.
Three is
I'm gonna
classic.
Have to tell you maybe because I just hadn't heard Wayne from in a long time.
This
is right
up there
with his quality. Like this is quality work.
I was really
quality production.
Yeah, I was really excited.
I'm gonna tell you, like I hadn't heard, because he has that other song where he's like singing. And what I was gonna tell you is like I really like what I always liked about Wayne is like he had people write his songs as far as like singing style hooks with like melodies that
right.
that a typical rapper can't really write. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying he can't do it, but he probably has help. Obviously, we know for he sure. has help. And he's
the How always, to Love song.
What that's that, that one, dude. Like, I've always loved how he had people write singing songs for him before it was cool.
Yeah.
And he was doing that shit, and people were like, oh, dude, like,
I don't know.
What is he doing? Yeah, like, yeah. Is he trying? He's a gangster that sings. And then he had Lollipop. That was like a monster hit, too.
Static Major
like,
wrote that, right?
That was, yeah, dude. And then that other one that you were talking, How to Love, dude, that's a great song, man. These that's are like, super these are well really catchy song. Songs. And
you're going to put on that one you were showing me earlier, huh?
Yeah, dude.
That is like an amazingly well written song.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's like, he has. He clearly, they work really hard on these tracks.
Hey, real quick, I didn't finish saying it, but the official number for the first week for the Carter Five,
okay,
480,000 equivalent album units.
Tell him, tell him,
almost give half it, a million give it, in this day and age is pretty damn great.
Wait, when was that?
This was the first week. First week ending October 4th.
Half a million?
Yeah, 480.
Sales? That's good too.
480,000 equivalent album units. Now it's calculated a little differently now because of the streams.
I wonder if it went platinum already. Hold on, let me check.
And then, dude, it launched at number one. And then on the Billboard 200, and then it had 22 entries out of 25 songs on the Billboard Hot 100. Sheesh. That's fucking crazy, man. So,
that is crazy.
Good shit. Good shit, Carter Five.
Let me check real quick. Let's see.
What you checking, baby? It's like, what?
Let's
Who's
see,
the
let's
baby?
See.
Not the mama. Do you guys remember that show called Dinosaurs?
I do remember Imagine. That. Imagine you guys.
Hey, the guy
like,
used
I
to
do.
Talk like this, and the dad, and he's always going to work and getting hit. On the head.
Top three, huh?
Top three?
Tunchi.
Top five.
Let's see. I got to look at the actual numbers.
Man.
But yeah, man. Doing it up. And I was like really impressed. And I liked it. Imagine I kind of liked it.
I'm waiting for my Spotify to pop up.
No more Spotify.
This shit ain't happening.
I mean, I could play that though, track that I was saying.
Is this the one?
I stayed up all night with you.
Yeah.
Here.
What about me? I wonder if Party Next Door wrote this. It sounds like that style.
Girl, what about me?
I could just easily look up the album credits tonight. I'm just being lazy, but
it could be. Yeah. It could be. I like this part.
And him. How you do that? How you do that?
Hey. But anyway, you should get yourself the Carter Five because we enjoyed it. Two thumbs
the
up
listen.
Over here.
That's cool.
And real quick, just to give us a little shout out because since we're on the hip hop topic.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got an album here. Whose album? These are the homies Honor Flow Productions. Honor Flow Productions.
Oh.
And imagine, I talked about this at the show. I'm like, they Beyonce'd me, which is a great thing because do you know how like Beyonce got put on like Kanye's albums and like Jay-Z's album, but she's like, it's just credited as like additional vocals type shit.
Yeah.
And you like you didn't even know Beyonce was on there. It's like, oh shit, Beyonce's on there.
Yeah.
So anyway, comparing myself to Beyonce apparently. But I am on the back
you know
of these
how
credits.
That happened to Beyonce. It just happened to me too.
Yeah, man. Me and Beyonce, two birds of a feather.
We got great topics for conversation next time we can hang out.
Yeah, me and Jay,
no, that's
you know,
cool.
We're cool.
Yeah, plug them.
Anyway,
plug them.
I just want to say that. Download that. I'm
that's
on
cool.
there.
I'm all and, about the plug. Imagine, I'm all about giving plugs. Imagine. It's like, wait, what?
Who the plug?
What are you talking about?
And shout out to Shadow Society. I'm wearing the t-shirt.
You know what?
No, I mean,
that wasn't a bad episode for coming back.
Yeah, coming back coming after
back.
A little layoff.
You know, not too bad. We had some technical difficulties, but that happens when you're live.
Sometimes
imagine,
you just gotta fucking punch
you
through.
You gotta roll with it. Imagine you sometimes you gotta punch a wall. Imagine it's gonna happen after.
Punch through that, bitch.
Punch a producer. I'm punch your ass after.
Imagine Darlene, it's like, watch wait, out what? For a punch through that, bitch.
Yeah, imagine, dude. Like, they're like, they've officially lost it.
You know,
derailed before 45 minutes this time. Yeah. Imagine. Or is it an hour?
We're right around
you
51
know.
Minutes live. So
there it is.
We're good.
Ooh,
anyway, thank you everybody that's been joining us here
right.
on Facebook Live, on IG Live. If you didn't join us this time, join us next week. Come into the little chat room. Say what's up. Give some hearts. Tell us what you want to hear talk about. Because, you know, sometimes we're not really looking at it, but every once in a while we just like, we're like, throw me a line here, bro. So then I can look at the topics and be like, oh, they want us to talk about this. So, you know, that'd be kind of interesting.
Cool.
Give us a little interactive thing. And even if we don't see it, that's cool because maybe we'll talk about it next time.
And And you can always go stream this, though.
Yes, sir.
On Spotify.
Listen yourself.
Apple Music. Wherever you want. Pick your poison on the Instagram. Go to the bio.
Click the link in that bio. And finally... yeah, but if they want to do live, though, right? Mondays.
Oh, man, if they want to do live, we are PM. Live. We do advertise it, imagine, for a reason. 9:30
p.m. on Mondays
That's right. If you want to see, like, what goes into making this, because when you listen to it, it's like, oh, my God, that is great. And when you watch it, you're like, that is awesome.
Imagine
that is horrible. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you get behind the scenes. Cool, it's live. 9:30 p.m. Pacific. Instagram.com/goodliquorcheapbeer, Facebook.com/goodliquorcheapbeer. My name is Joel.
My name is
Instagram.com/whoisjoel.
Just give him the app, bro. They can be
Instagram.com.
Oh, Instagram. Right,
so go on Instagram.
There it is. Scenario at scenario
at whoisjoel
and at goodliquorcheapbeer, man.
There it is. That's the deal.
You got us. Let's do it. All right, motherfuckers. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Peace out. A2.
Oh, downtown. We still gotta sign off the motherfucking live over here.
Yeah.